Sports, politics, life. Back 9 Development presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Online at back9development.com.
Of all the silly things that we hear Democrats say over and over and over, is anything more loathsome or tiring or just incorrect than when they say, well, you have no proof that the Bidens received any money. There's no proof that there was any wrongdoing by Hunter Biden. There's no proof that Joe Biden was involved. We just keep hearing this over and over and over. And repeatedly, the Republicans step up and say, oh, here's more proof. And somehow it gets no coverage anywhere except websites that we follow or whatever that cover things either fairly or from a conservative slant. This occurred again this week as the House Judiciary has now announced that they have transfers from a man in China, a Chinese national, to Joe Biden's Delaware address, his home address, when he was vice president of the United States, that Hunter Biden arranged for, in one case, $250,000 being sent, and the benefactor of the recipient, whatever, is at Joe Biden's house. What else would you need for proof? I mean, of all the proof, there's proof everywhere. But this is just stunning, folks. The sitting vice president and his son set up a trip to China. The son arranges for a $250,000 payment to be sent to his dad's house, the vice president, in Delaware. This is pure hubris. I mean, these were people, this is when Biden was vice president. Nobody was watching anything he was doing. He knew Obama was a rock star, had complete control of the country. And I know what Biden's thinking. Nobody's ever going to catch me. I'm not really thinking about running for president anyway, which he didn't really do in any meaningful way. The whole thing was, I'm just going to go get this money and nobody's ever going to find out or come after me. So Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, steps up to the podium yesterday and the reporters are wanting to grill him on a possible government shutdown because they want to blame the House. The House has passed some resolutions. They've made some headway. They've got some things going on. While the Senate, which is controlled by the Democrats, is doing absolutely nothing on any of this. So McCarthy steps up and all they're going to want to talk about is a government shutdown and blaming the Republicans. That's all the media swarm covering the House in D.C. want to do. And this is what Kevin McCarthy did.
The Senate has done nothing this entire time. The House will continue to act and lead to make this happen. Another thing with Republicans taking the majority of something we just learned today that we would not know. President Biden had lied to Americans again. What we have just found on a trip in 2013, while he was vice president, taking the vice president plane to China, his son, Hunter Biden, went with him. His son made sure he set up to be able to shake hands quickly with Jonathan Lee, a Chinese individual. We now have found today that when President Biden was running for the presidency, when he told the American people that my family has never received money from China, is wrong. We now found today that there were two checks wired from Beijing, from Jonathan Lee, $250,000, to Hunter Biden, and you know the address? Was Joe Biden's home. Now, I'm not sure if Hunter was living there at the time, because in his book, he says he was living in California at that time. His attorney said he had never, Biden's attorney said they had never received money from this individual. That was a lie. We also found out this individual, not only did he become good friends with Hunter Biden, the president said he never talked business and never worked. Devin, Hunter Biden's partner, says no. Joe Biden called in. We've now found that Joe Biden not only became friends with this individual, he wrote letters of recommendations for his children for college.
In typical Kevin McCarthy style, the words look better on paper than coming out of his mouth. His message is usually pretty good. He's just the wrong messenger. He's not the guy to step up in front of the mic and eloquently deliver this for the American people to hear in a concise fashion and understand exactly what's going on. This story's getting almost no play. It's not getting play anywhere. You can't overstate this. We've got a president of the United States, when he was vice president, who went with his son to China, traded whatever for favors and cash, and the recipient of the money was Joe Biden's house in Delaware. At a time when Hunter Biden says he wasn't living there and wasn't there. Maybe this was just 10% of 2.5 million. Would that be Joe's cut? Joe's 10% for the big guy, if he got $250,000, would be on $2.5 million. Well, we know they've raked in millions, so it's not hard to believe that his 10% cut would be $250,000 and that stupid Hunter Biden would be dumb enough to put his dad's address down as the recipient. It's all right there. And it's getting worse for Joe Biden in the classified documents scandal that he has. The one where, have you noticed that nobody's reporting on the Trump classified documents? You know, everything can be seen through media, really, in this country. Have you noticed how it's been very, very quiet about the Mar-a-Lago case, the Trump documents thing? It's just been eerily quiet. That one just doesn't seem to be gaining steam. They're going after election interference with Trump. Because we know they committed election interference. They're going after Trump for election interference. This is what they do. It is their admission that they're guilty of election interference because they're going after him. It's almost their admission that they knew they had classified documents because they went after Trump's classified documents. But you don't hear anything about the classified documents case right now. And it's just my summary judgment here that the reason you're not is they know it's getting bad for Joe Biden around his. We have a report out this week that the Department of Justice has now done over 100 interviews with different people concerning Joe Biden's classified documents, the ones that were scattered in his garage by his Corvette, the ones were at the Penn Center, several different locations, Chinatown. Biden had documents scattered everywhere that he took after he was vice president. I personally don't believe any of these are dangerous documents. Maybe somebody's taken a dangerous document. I doubt it. I think mostly they took things as memorabilia from their time as vice president or president or whatever. I've got a lot of leeway on this. I think most American voters would have a lot of leeway on this. And say, okay, we elected you to that. You knew of these documents. You have them in your head anyway. What's the difference if you own them or take them out? Of course, there are laws and statutes and different things. But apparently the case around Joe Biden is much bigger and more serious than anybody thought. Although they are saying something completely believable. Here's Biden's best defense. Trump doesn't get to use this defense. Okay? Biden gets this one. Oh, well, he was just careless and silly and stupid and made a mistake and didn't know he had them. Well, who wouldn't believe that? We'd all believe that. We'd all believe that Joe's too dumb and silly and stupid and forgetful to know that he even had these documents. Everybody believed that. But nobody would believe that with Donald Trump. That alone should be reason to vote for Trump for president. Forget any other issue. If it's Trump versus Biden, that alone should be the reason to vote for Donald Trump. Oh, we have two candidates here that had classified documents. One, well, we think it was a mishap and a mistake because, well, you know, he's kind of dumb and forgetful and careless. And the other one, well, he's none of those things. Oh, okay. Well, that makes it easy to decide who to vote for. All these things, they do work on people if they see them and they know about them. And if Joe Biden's defense of these classified documents next year, if he runs, and again, I don't think he is. I think the walls are really caving in around this guy. Now, I wish they weren't. I hope they can get him to the finish line. I want him to be the candidate against Trump. I do desperately want Joe Biden to be the candidate, but I don't think he's going to be. It's way too much piling up on this guy, and American voters have made up their mind that this guy's inept. And I said it from the first 6 months he was on the job. I think I said it during the campaign. If Joe Biden and somebody else went to Walmart and applied for one Walmart greeter position that was open, the other person would get it. I'm just telling you, He couldn't beat out anybody for Walmart greeter because you're sort of entrusted to check receipts, make sure people aren't stealing stuff. Joe Biden, can you imagine? Wow. Meanwhile, his dog, Commander, at the White House, has made its 11th attack since joining the first family at the White House. 11th attack, this one on a Secret Service agent Monday night at 8 o'clock. This is a German Shepherd. This is an out-of-control German Shepherd. They try to treat it as a pet, not a service dog, not whatever. I'm sure it's not biting Joe or Jill. And German Shepherds can be difficult. They have to be trained. They have to be exercised. They have to be, you got to work with these dogs, man. If that's going to be your pet, you better be a good dog owner. And you better be ready to take that animal and get them great exercise, teach them great discipline and respect for the people around them, to be friendly. I'm almost feeling like this dog was trained to protect the Bidens in some way. And he doesn't like the guys in suits. He doesn't like the Secret Service agents. I don't know. Here's another thing that I know, and these are small little things that creep in voters' minds. There are millions and millions and millions of dog lovers in America. And we're really, really judgmental. I will say this about dog owners. When you have a friend or a relative whose dog is out of control, you judge them poorly. You just do. You judge them as humans poorly. You're like, oh, you have this dog, and your dog is out of control, and I can't be safe around your dog? Or your dog's going to run away and just be gone and never come back? It says something about the person. Dog people get this. I'm not saying we're Caesar Milan around here. We keep our dog on a leash. He's got a nose. He likes to go back in the woods and follow rabbits and the smell of the deer and stuff. And we don't want him going back in there. And we can call him and he comes and he'll come for a treat and all these things in the house or around the yard or whatever. But he gets on a scent. He's going into the woods. All right, so we keep him on a leash at times, and there are things that we do. But he's never snapped at anybody. He loves everyone. We've taught him that there is no harm in the world, that anybody that comes to the door is okay. He'll bark when the doorbell rings like any dog. And instantly, you're his best friend. That was taught to him. We acclimated him in the first 6 weeks we had him. We took him everywhere. We took him to restaurants. We took him to parks. We took him around other dogs. We got him on an airplane. We drove him in the car. We put him in his first 6 weeks with us with every possible situation he could ever encounter. We went to the door when the UPS guy came. We had neighbors come over and knock on the door. We asked them to do these exercises. Come on over, knock on the door. We want to bring our dog to you and show him it's all okay. That doesn't make us great. That's like the lowest bar for a dog owner. That's the lowest bar. Acclimate your dog. And our president can't do that? I'm telling you, there's dog people watching this going, there's really something wrong with this guy. If he can't control his dog, this dog, if your dog had committed 11 attacks, they would take the dog from you. There's not one person listening to this podcast right now that would be allowed to keep their dog. And I don't know what the number is. I'm guessing it's about 3. The third time your dog bites somebody or attacks them, the county's coming and taking your dog away. And they're writing you a big old ticket and should. Seriously, think about that. You can't keep your dog if he attacks 11 people. They won't allow it. But our president, this isn't even news. We just laugh this off. I mean, these people are inept. This president is completely inept. It says something about the man that his dog is attacked people at the White House 11 times. It's insane. I'm listening to an ABC radio update yesterday, and I wish I could have recorded it because I would love to play it for you. I took mental notes because I was driving. Every single story, this is the update at the top of the hour where they, you know, give like 5 headlines in 60 seconds. Every single story was a complete fraud. They did a story about the economy being bad and blamed it on the Fed. They did a thing about the war in Ukraine and blamed it on Putin. They did a little headline on the government shutdown just days away, and they blamed it on Kevin McCarthy. They did a story about storms on the East Coast, Florida getting soaked, and blamed it on climate change. And they talked about the UAW workers that are on strike and blamed it on CEO pay. I got a wonderful email from a listener who said, yeah, if each one of these CEOs at the car manufacturers, they make about $30 million a year, cut their salary down to $2 million a year, that it would add up to a $504 a year raise for the 19,000 workers, or something close to that. And do you think that those workers are really striking for $500 more? No, they're not. They want a 38% raise, and a big part of their raise is they want their 40-hour week that they have now. They want a raise on their 40-hour week, but then they want to cut it back to 32 hours, which means they're asking for two things. They're asking for them to hire more people, which could replace them, and to build more robots that will replace them. These are great jobs. They pay well. The benefits are insane. And they still have pensions because they're in a big union. They're asking for stuff. And I'm not saying they don't deserve a raise. We just watched the UPS workers crush it. UPS workers absolutely crushed it in trucking and logistics and all that. And these auto workers are seeing that. They're equating themselves to the UPS workers who now are going to be able to make $103,000 a year delivering packages to your house for UPS. That's a good get for those people. That's a great company to work for. Most of these auto workers could probably leave and go to work at UPS. Not all, but a bunch of them. They want a lot, folks. It all gets passed on to us. The theme of the economy, the theme of inflation is we're in a cycle now where every company's taking the easy way out and they're just passing it on to us. Every single thing that happens gets passed on. If you don't think the UPS workers got a massive raise and the price of sending your package is going up, I don't know how to explain anything to you, because it is. It's going to be the same thing with cars made in America. The price is going up. These are the highest paid auto workers in the world. They are. Why do you think so many cars are built elsewhere? There's cheap labor. I'm not saying they don't deserve a pay raise. It sounds high to me, asking for a nearly 40% raise. And part of that being a 32-hour work week. I don't know. I mean, a lot of this stuff, I see it and it just seems like too much. Everybody is greedy right now because of inflation. Inflation begets inflation. You keep piling this on. Target stores, they're closing 9 more Target stores. They had massive looting in Philadelphia on Tuesday. The Apple store, Lululemon, they got all kinds of riots. $112 billion worth of merchandise was stolen from retail stores last year in the United States. That was last year. That number's going up this year. How do these companies cover for the $112 billion? They increase their prices for you and I, the paying customer. Inflation begets inflation. It's all just one big snowball effect. There's no end in sight. Everybody just wants more money, and the price of everything's going up. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right, KKHI is brought to you by Ideal Health KC. If you have some pain, stiffness, joint pain, COVID shot issues, or have a loved one with beginning or onset of Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, they're doing great work at Ideal Health KC with a really nice success rate of helping people with blood spinning, patch therapy, ozone therapy, and yes, stem cell tissue. It's phenomenal what can happen for you when they take tissue from your own body and put it back in where it needs to be delivered to work for you. Dr. Kip Van Camp has written several published reports in medical journals around the U.S. about the work he's doing at IdealHealthKC.com. This is the new wave of medicine, your body's tissue working for you. If you'd like a consultation with Dr. Van Camp to see if it might be for you, and it's not for everyone, if it might be for you, just call 913-745-5300. They're online at IdealHealthKC.com, located in Shawnee at K7 and Shawnee Mission Parkway. It's Dr. Kip Van Camp. Joslyn's Jewelry is at 95th and Antioch in Overland Park, the jewelry you'll recommend to your friends and family. It's a great time to start thinking about, well, there's a lot of anniversaries in the fall. Mine is. And Christmas isn't far away. It's a great time to start thinking about what you want to get her soon or what you want to have made for her. Sometimes you go in and can pick out a diamond or some jewels and they'll make it. They'll put it together for you over the next couple, 3 weeks or whatever. Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, would love to work with you this fall. Online at joslynsjewelry.com. It's the jeweler you'll recommend to your friends and family. Bstock.net, this week, they have the Samsung Q60T 75-inch smart TV. And it's $899. 75 inches. This is a QLED for $899. It's a fantastic television. 4K, all the apps, super bright. And it's 75 inches. The pick of the week in store, $499 delivery, south of $435, $20 in Kansas City. That's right. It's only $499. And they'll deliver it to you somewhere in the Kansas City area. Or you can visit bstock.net at 14680 South Flaming Road. The Kansas Teacher of the Year has been announced, and it's right around the corner from where I live at Prairie Trail Middle School. And I want to be really guarded and careful about the person individually, because I am certain that this person has the greatest of intentions. Taylor Bussinger is the Kansas Teacher of the Year. Young man's 34 years old. His wife is a math teacher at the same school. They met, I believe, at the University of Kansas, studying education and always wanted to be teachers. He is very popular with students. He is a hard worker. He's a coach. He coaches the seventh grade basketball and some cross country and different things like that, involved in that. So this is a person clearly dedicated to education. What caught my attention was when Taylor Bussinger at a ceremony in Wichita was announced as the Kansas Teacher of the Year and now eligible for National Teacher of the Year, he said, "I am just floored that I won this. I can't believe that it's me." Taylor Bussinger is white and was just stunned that he's the Kansas Teacher of the Year. And then I read down a couple of paragraphs, and I'm not stunned. Taylor Bussinger is a social studies teacher and co-founder and sponsor of the Diversity Club at this middle school. As Rex would say, ding, 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 ding. Exactly. Looky here. 34 years old, obviously smarter than me. He's 34. He's got to understand all this stuff about diversity, and he's got to teach it to these 11-year-olds. These 11-year-olds got to learn this stuff. You're 11. It's time to learn about diversity. So we have a diversity club at Prairie Trail Middle School that Mr. Bussinger founded and is the sponsor of, and he is your Kansas Teacher of the Year. You just have to read down a couple paragraphs in most of these stories to see where these things are going. And they're not surprising. Again, this is the circular nature and cyclical, but a circular nature of liberalism. You've seen it for years with Hollywood. The most liberal movies win the awards. It's confirmation that you're smart, you did it right. When you hear somebody say one world, one love, one peace, one people, when you hear that, that can't be the one thing that you think about. It's their thing. One means liberal. One way of thinking means liberal in all thoughts, including diversity for 11-year-olds. And then they circle around and make him Teacher of the Year, confirming that this is how you do it. They show every other teacher that may be thinking, you know what, they're a little young for this, diversity isn't that big of a deal. Nope, it's a big deal, because now you won some prize money, I'm guessing, and you could win a national award. And they lined all the students up in the hallway and you ran through like Travis Kelce runs out the tunnel at Arrowhead Stadium and you high-fived everybody. This is the winning way. Follow our rules and win. Hollywood does it. They do it everywhere. Newspapers, they hand out Pulitzer Prizes to newspapers that write the most liberal stories. You write bad things about Trump that turn out to not be true, you don't have to give your prize back if you're the Washington Post. They won multiple awards reporting on Trump for stories they had to correct, but they didn't give their prizes back. This is what they do. And it's so self-serving and arrogant. You know, for a party that says it's supposed to be giving and open and inclusive and helping others, they don't do any of that. They spend all of their time thinking about themselves and how they can enrich themselves, whether it's through power or money or fame or awards or whatever. We're just going to confirm to everyone in America that there's only one way to think, and it's our way. Damn, they're good at it. They are really good at it. And some of these things are beneath the surface and don't even get seen or thought about it. But you better believe every teacher in Kansas knows that Taylor Bussinger is the social studies teacher at a middle school in Olathe that co-founded and sponsors the Diversity Club. You better know that. And just to completely virtue signal, this dude is white. He's 34 and as pasty white as they get, but look how smart he is. He's dedicated his life to teaching kids about diversity. Give that man an award. Please give him an award. Again, I am certain that Mr. Bussinger has the greatest of intentions. I just think they're misplaced. I completely and utterly respect that he has dedicated his life to educating children and has probably had that goal for a long time. He's worked very hard to get where he is. It's just a difference of philosophy. That's it. All right, our sports is brought to you by Roberts Robinson, online at robertsrobinson.com. My buddy T-Bone yesterday said he is thinking about making the switch to a GMC truck next time because his wife likes them better. She says, look how much better those trucks look. They look beefy and strong and manly. Oh, we got a story right in your wheelhouse coming right up on this topic. Masculinity, GMC trucks, the man's truck. Anyway, Roberts Robinson has them, and they can get you one, and they can build you one. If you want to trick it out, they'll do that for you too. Chevy Silverado, GMC Sierra, the Colorado, the Canyon, they're all right there. The full lineup of Buick SUVs, robertsrobinson.com. Call Tim Trader today and say, I want this. This is what I'm looking for. Can you get it or can you build it? 816-826-1563. Roberts Robinson in Excelsior Springs is home of the lifetime warranty. 360 Document Solutions is your business solution. You've got machines at your office. You have copiers, printers, phone systems, voiceovers. And a lot of times you need service on those and you don't know where to turn. And you're talking with somebody on a phone in India because you've dealt with a national brand company to supply you with these machines and systems. Well, maybe they're pretty good quality, but when you've got a breakdown or it's not working just right, where do you turn? Folks, this is all about service after the sale, and that's where 360 Document Solutions comes in. Mark Lindquist and his team would just love the opportunity to meet with you about your business and your needs. And there's a lot of different companies that can benefit here, not just private companies, churches, schools, manufacturing, car dealers, hotels, funeral homes, construction companies, apartment complexes. 360 Document Solutions can help you. Make this call to Mark and meet him personally or discuss with him personally about your needs to operate more efficiently. 913-745-5344. This almost always saves you money. Does not cost you money. It almost always saves you money. 913-745-5344 for 360documentsolutions.com. And the Finch Knife Company featuring the new Stinger pocket knife. Oh, I love this one. This is a beauty. Spencer and Steve have outdone themselves this time. I don't know that they came up with the Stinger, and part of the marketing deal on this is a picture of a wasp. I don't know that that's kind of to poke at me, but it does poke at me, so I'll just allow it. It's awesome. I don't like wasps, but I love the Stinger knife. It's really cool. It's available only online right now at finchknifeco.com. It won't be in stores for a few more weeks. Finch Knife Company. Keep life from getting dull. These are awesome pocket knives, and you're going to love the new Stinger series at finchknifeco.com. Okay, I say we're on to sports, but I was talking about the GMC truck and the masculinity of that truck and how women, many women, will speak out and say they like this masculine, tough, sexy dude. Like Travis Kelce has this appeal to women because he's a freaking tough guy. He's masculine, right? The GMC truck is masculine. A lot of things like that. My wife happens to have moved on from Tom Brady to Jimmy Garoppolo. Downgrade in quarterback, she says upgrade in badass looking dude. So whatever, this is a great read. And this is really interesting when we consider this Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing that's going on. And I agree with mostly everything in here. And I think I will tire of this. I think I'll be very critical of this in time. Right now it's the first week and it's just kind of fun. But I don't like Taylor Swift. You know that. Jessica despises her, mostly because she's whiny. And I think Jessica, at her core, thinks Taylor Swift disempowers women. She basically tells women that we're not equal, that the world is mean, guys are a-holes, they will ruin you, and you got to watch out for yourself because the world is not fair for women. That's essentially the basis of her music. Her message is, it sucks to be a woman. So you got to be bigger and better and tougher and stronger and all this stuff. You know it. It's the feminist cry. You've heard it for decades. So this is a woman named Mary Rook who's writing commentary and analysis for the Daily Caller. Mary Rook, a woman, writes this. Musician Taylor Swift and NFL tight end Travis Kelce are dating. It means nothing in real life except that it shows that regardless of how much money and success you have, your feminist, girl-boss ways cannot stop you from falling for a masculine man when you are lonely. Okay, that's the lead. Now, Taylor Swift had a breakup here a few months ago. She always writes songs that she was wronged, the other guy was mean, and blah, 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 blah. And that's going to happen with Travis Kelce. It'll end. She's going to write a song that you know is going to be about Travis, and he's going to be an a-hole. That's going to be that. So this woman has nailed it just with the opening paragraph. She's absolutely crushed it. In a nutshell, Taylor Swift's ruse. Musician Taylor Swift and NFL tight end Travis Kelce are dating. It means nothing in real life except that it shows that regardless of how much money and success you have, your feminist girl boss ways cannot stop you from falling for a masculine man when you are lonely. That's so awesome. She continues, this is true no matter who you are. But Swift showed you can be one of the greatest pop stars ever to take the stage, make billions off tours and merch, and still say yes when the cute football player asks you out because masculinity has an unbelievable draw for women. We need men to have it because it protects our emotional nature, keeping us balanced. Here comes Kelce, a star football player coming off a Super Bowl title. He is physically strong and likely ticks all of Swift's progressive boxes. He took a knee with Colin Kaepernick in 2017. Kelce stood with Bud Light after it capitulated to the LGBT agenda, and he bent over for Pfizer's latest push for COVID jabs. Professional athletes like Kelce are modern-day Roman gladiators. The games are distractions from real life for its spectators and an opportunity to men for men to have camaraderie and competition as a hobby once a week. Unfortunately, Kelce is a top-of-the-line pawn in this game. Either he only pretends to support these far-left causes because of the money, or he's actively working against traditional life. But at the end of the day, masculinity and progressive values will not align. So something has to give. Nailed it. Nailed it. I've heard from a lot of you that are big Taylor Swift fans. I'm telling you, she's the enemy. If you don't like Biden, if you don't like Newsom, if you don't like Obama, if you don't like, you got no reason to like Taylor Swift because she is working against everything you want America to be. She is, and she's powerful, and that lady is right. Her attraction to a masculine man's man goes completely against every single song she's ever written and everything she believes is a feminist, and it cannot last. There's a Native American group out there called Not In Our Honor. And they are petitioning Taylor Swift, as they noticed on Sunday while the crowd at Arrowhead was doing the tomahawk chop. They noticed Taylor Swift was not chopping because, of course, she wasn't. She was screaming, let's effing go, but not chopping. Not In Our Honor refers to the chief's chop as synchronized racism. And the woman who runs the organization, Rhonda Lavaldo, says Taylor Swift can stop it. She believes if they can get a hold of Taylor Swift and Taylor Swift does an interview at some point and they ask her about this, it'll be a setup. It'll be an interview. It won't be her making a statement. It'll be, hey, we noticed you weren't doing the chop at Arrowhead when the fans were. And she'd say, yeah, I think it's wrong. I think it's synchronized racism. I think it's wrong. I think they shouldn't be doing it. I promise you that's the end of the chop. If Taylor Swift comes out publicly and makes a big, it'll be the headline. It'll take Joe Biden so far to page 7 in the newspaper. It will be the nation's story. The liberals will jump all over that. Taylor Swift will be their hero and the Chiefs will be forced to stop. It will. Now, I don't think this group is all that powerful. I've never heard of Not in Our Honor. I don't know who Rhonda Lavaldo is, but I think she's right. If Taylor Swift speaks out on this, I think the chop is over at Arrowhead. Tyreek Hill must be getting jealous of Travis and Taylor. How do we know? Tyreek Hill went on a podcast Tuesday and tried to take all the headlines away from Travis and Taylor. He was asked on a podcast what he wants to do after football. And he says, I'm going to be a porn star after football. Tyreek Hill says, I'm going to be a porn star, and I'm dead serious. An enterprising reporter at Outkick.com got a hold of somebody named Kendra Lust, who apparently is a porn star. And Kendra Lust says Tyreek Hill could make $2 million if he does a film with her. I think she commented he doesn't have to wait till he's done playing football. We can go ahead and make the money now. Another OnlyFans model who I don't know is a porn star but takes really racy pictures. Well, I think on OnlyFans you put racy pictures up that people can see on Instagram and then you go nude. It's like having your own Playboy or something. I don't know because I'm not on OnlyFans, but I think a lot of these women on OnlyFans are strippers, nude, or do whatever. I don't know that they do sex acts. Maybe they do. I don't know. But they contact a woman who does this and says, well, he could make a lot of money on OnlyFans after football, but she would recommend that he doesn't do it by being sexy. She recommends that he does personal training or, you know, personal videos and things for people who want to get faster, for young athletes and whatnot, that he could start his own channel and do that. Tyreek Hill doesn't care. He just wants to do porn. What a great example for your kid. He's going to wind up with close to $7,500 or $100 million. You're the fastest guy in football. You're once again on the most exciting offense in the league. Everything's right here for you. And somebody asks you what you want to do after football and you don't say, you know, I just want to be the best dad I can be for my kids. For God's sake, lie to us. If you want to be a porn star, lie and say, I just want to be the best dad I can be. Looking forward to eventually being able to spend more time with my kids. Just lie to us. Just be smart enough to lie. He's dead serious, says he wants to be a porn star after football. I just don't know what's going on here with Coach Prime at Colorado. I told you this has never happened for me. Week one, I was rooting so hard for Colorado. By week three, I was tired of them. And I think it's fun that they got trampled by Oregon. Nobody likes Oregon. But they got trampled by Oregon, and that's fun. And you know what? USC is going to beat them even worse this week. It's going to be ugly. USC will kill Colorado. Deion is talking big this week, saying, hey, this is the worst we're ever going to be. He basically told his entire football team, this is the worst team I'm ever going to have. These guys suck. We got pounded. We're in trouble. This isn't a finished product. This is the worst we're going to be. You better get us now. They went from being the darling and ranked and undefeated to, well, my team's not very good, and this is the worst one I'm going to have. He says it. I love people who say things in sports, and he says it. But I want you to think about this. This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Deion's kid Shiloh plays safety. They gave up 42 points. It could have been 72. Oregon backed off. So his kid's the safety. What's your expectation of Deion Sanders' kid playing back there to be a star player, right? He gets torched repeatedly all day. Oregon up and down the field, they get torched. They get on the plane, and they decide when they land back in Boulder that they're going to send Shiloh to the hospital. They're going to get him checked out. Now they don't know if he's going to play this week. They're playing against Caleb Williams in USC. How do you think that's going to go for Colorado's defense? What do you think that's going to look like for Shiloh back there at safety? Does anybody smell anything fishy here with Deion protecting his kid after they get torched? Let's not put him out there on film against USC. Anybody thinking that, smelling that at all? Is there, well, there is an appearance of a conflict of interest when you coach your kids, either for or against. I've seen some coaches that have had pretty good sons that it looks like it's harder for them to get on the field because the coach is trying to avoid looking like he's playing a favorite. But Deion's just the opposite. He's just like, I'm all in with my boys here. They're my stars. This is my toughest player on defense. My kid on offense is our best player. He just outwardly says it. He doesn't treat, he knows his son's name. He doesn't know the name of the center, but he does know his kids' names. So that's good for Deion. He knows his children's names. And he stands by them and supports them playing football at Colorado. He doesn't know the name of the center. He's had a rough week, folks. Deion's had a rough week. And if Shiloh doesn't play this week, I smell a rat. They can't really disclose what the injury is. They think maybe he injured an organ. What do they call that? What do they call a bruise? What's the fancy? A contusion? He maybe has a contusion. They're saying, well, maybe he was peeing some blood or something like that. I don't know. I didn't hear about any diagnosis or surgery or he had this problem with this organ or what. He listed as questionable this week. I'm going to be interested to see if he plays. But it doesn't smell right, does it? Speaking of injuries, Missouri lists Brady Cook and Luther Burden as both questionable at Vanderbilt this week. And maybe this is going to be an every week thing with Missouri because they're both banged up. But my God, were they great against again last week. Injured, they were great. Not injured, hurt. Hurting, they were great. If you're injured, you're out. If you're hurt, you play. It's generally the way we describe things in masculine football. I think Brady Cook and Luther Burden both play this week. I think Missouri beats Vanderbilt, and I think hosting LSU the week after is going to be the wildest scene you've ever had in Columbia. It's going to be insane. Undefeated Missouri, hosting LSU, Brian Kelly, second year on the ropes at LSU, squeaked one out last week, got pounded in week one. What do you think the LSU faithful will think if they go to Ole Mizzou and get spanked? Oh my God, let's do this. Let's do this. This is fun. Let's go, Mizzou. Mizzou is fun to jump on with. How can you hate Mizzou? I hear all these KU fans that hate him. I'm like, they're not your rival anymore. You don't play him anymore. Jessica still doesn't like him. It's like, give that up. This is fun. This is a fun story. If Mizzou gets undefeated and beats LSU, that's fun. It's fun to watch the big boys fall. It was fun to watch Kansas beat Texas. It's fun. It's fun. That's what this is about. Kansas State, Kansas, and Missouri don't have very good shots of ever winning a national title in football. They don't. The odds are insanely stacked against them. The fun of this is win the games when you play each other. Missouri's experienced that. Beat the big boys. Create havoc. Havoc is awesome. Can you imagine the entire country starting to talk about Brian Kelly getting fired because Missouri beats LSU? That's fun. Will Missouri get talked about as much? No. It'll be more about LSU, but that's fun. Come on. Love sports. Embrace the fun part of it all. It doesn't hurt a Kansas fan if Missouri gets to 6-0. That doesn't affect KU football at all. Let's go. Let's go. Let's have some fun. The Royals are having fun. Amazingly, they've just been on a heater. They've just been winning right and left. Now, they lost Tuesday to the Tigers, but they're 54-103, and the club record for losses is 106, and there's five games left. This is amazing. Because the Royals have been on a streak of streaks. I don't have the number. I think they're like 11-2 in their last 13 or something. They've really come on to avoid setting the record for most losses. If they had any of this earlier this year, it might have been a fun year. But they didn't. They can't get to 60, so the Royals are finishing in the 50s. 3-2 finish avoids it. A 2-3 finish ties it. I don't really care that much about that record, What I want to see in the last five games is one Bobby Witt home run. No Royal has ever hit 30 home runs and had 30 stolen bases. That's never happened. There have only been 44 players in the history of baseball do it. That sounds like a lot. That is not. 44 players is not a lot. Yeah, over all this history and all the players that have played, Bobby Witt Jr. can be the first Royal ever and the 45th player of all time with 30 home runs. Man, he's been sitting on 29 for a while. He had a triple on Tuesday. He leads the major leagues in triples. How about a 30-30 guy, potential gold glove shortstop, 30-30 guy that leads the majors in triples? Royals got themselves a baller, folks. They have a player. Our final is brought to you by my friends at the Bluemont Hotel and Colbert Hills Golf Course. That's right, Manhattan's number one hotel and number one golf course are teaming up to provide a fall stay-and-play experience like no other. Call Zoe at the Bluemont Hotel. Here's the number. They'll handle everything. They'll be your concierge. It's $110 per person. That includes your hotel room and your round of golf. How great is that? Zoe's at the sales and events department at the Bluemont Hotel. She can set up anything to do with your sales department, your company, or events that you want to put on. If you want to take a big group and do this as an outing this fall for your employees, a 24-hour getaway, you all get out there, you check into the hotel, you get in on the simulator down there in Goolsby's the night before, you work on your swing, they got a great golf simulator in there, you go out and play Colbert Hills the next day, and you head home. How good would that be for your team at the office? Call Zoe. She'll set the whole thing up. 785-473-7091. They're doing golf and a room for less than the price of a room. And really less than the price of a round of golf. 785-473-7091. The Bluemont Hotel is online at bluemonthotel.com. Earth Effects Outdoors, your new landscaping company. You need some work done this fall? Ready to rejuvenate that lawn? Or you need some mulch brought in? Earth Effects can do it all for you. Jobs little and small, anywhere in the Kansas City area. Call 816-478-7700 for Earth Effects Lawn and Landscape. It's online at eeoutdoor.com. And my friend Brad over at the New Car Image and the newcarimage.com. Anywhere from Belton to Lawrence, they will come to you. They specialize in detailing services for your ride, inside and out. The ceramic coat on the outside of your car is, well, there's no other way to say it. It's big time. It's better than when your car was brand new. It's better than the way it comes off the factory line. It's true. Let the newcarimage.com prove this to you. Order up the detailing services and the ceramic coating, and then send me an email and tell me if you think it was worth every nickel you spent to bring your car back to life like that. Thenewcarimage.com can be reached at 816-499-1470. Thenewcarimage.com. Our final is, well, a great podience, according to Paramount Picture. What is a podience? No, it could be a podcast audience, but that's not what this is. 219 dogs gathered at Griffith Park in Los Angeles to attend the premiere of Paw Patrol, the movie. 219 dogs, all better behaved than Joe Biden's dog, set the world record for most dogs attending an outdoor movie. Well, have more dogs attended an indoor movie? That doesn't seem likely. 219 dogs were in the park for the Paw Patrol premiere, and Paramount Pictures says it was the greatest podience ever. Not potty, P-O-T-T-Y, P-A-W. Paw. Audience. Your final at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.